24. It's Duke Ellington, swinging in the new year. Feel the difference? I'm Lou Regani, WRJN statewide.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
girl just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the worst? That's take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the worst? Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the worst? That's take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's
City Music Hall. At Radio City. Thanks for being here, everybody. The very best to all of us. God bless us, everyone. Happy New Year. I'll be on the air again Sunday morning, 7 to noon, right here with the music of the star. Thank you for being here and part of the show. Radio City.
Come along now, my friends. When Santa Claus says Merry Christmas, everyone says... Wow! What a group! What a time! What a place! Oh, this is going to be fun! Now, even though the big night for gifts isn't here quite yet, my good friends here at the Music Hall and I wanted to give you something. Something you couldn't find anywhere else. Something that everyone can enjoy. A whole lineup of Christmas stockings. Once everyone knows the stockings aren't the gift, it's what's in them. The Radio City Rockets.
Well, I got about enough time to say thanks for being here. I'm your host, Lou Regani. On this new year, it's the music of the stars, originating statewide from WRJ and Racine. Join me on Sundays for the music of the stars, 7 to high noon central. Until then, God bless us, everyone.
What they are and what they might
July
be in the future.
July of 1971. I was born in 71. Rates were 7.6%.
Okay, that's a lifetime ago. Your entire lifetime ago.
7.63%.
So every 50 years, you're using a historic 50-year crest. Your whole lifetime rates have crested higher now than they were since you were born?
Right. As you brought that up, Crudy, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Back in 81, rates were over 18%.
And what was the median home price then?
I don't have that in front of me.
It was low. Low relative to the personal income of the borrower. It was a lot lower.
I'm not going to challenge that, Crudy, because I don't have the data in front of me. But what I'm telling you is we started out in 2010. Rates were at like 5%. They went down. They go down. They went down. Obviously, they went
when you
down,
borrow
way down.
50 so grand here, at 18%.
Have a conversation and say, oh my God, this is, we've never seen anything like this. Well, you're just wrong, man. And that's why knowing the historical
data. We have
data,
seen it.
Knowing the historical. It's not just we, man. It's just what the history is. Because once we've seen it, it's no longer a thing. So just because it's no longer a thing didn't mean it didn't happen. And if you're going to say something happened today that never happened before, and you make that statement, you would be incorrect.
Well, thank you for the history lesson, Mr. Salvi. I understand the nature of frickin' history. What I'm telling you is the personal economy of the individual consumer is seen through the prism of their life. And they don't give a damn what the interest rates were in 1971 when you were born. If they can't buy a house, they can't buy a house. 844-967. And somebody gets blamed, and it's probably not Dom. John from Wausau. Could be Crudy, but probably not Dom. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hello, John.
Oh, my goodness. You two are going at it tonight.
The makeup sex will be great later, John.
Okay. To your question, am I doing better than I was whenever? I would say yes, and I would say no. No, because we bought our house right before the pandemic. We bought our house 5 days before Christmas of 2019. And now, if I try to sell my house, it's almost worth $100,000 more. That's a good thing because it's more money in my pocket, but it's a bad thing because what goes up must come down. So if I try to go out and buy another house now and I try to sell it 5 years from now, I don't think it's going to be what it's worth when I bought it for, which makes me lose money, probably a lot of money, to be honest. So are things better? They could be in one aspect, but if another aspect, probably not. Gas is more expensive. Food's more expensive.
I thought gas was going down, John. It's not like I like filling up at $2.95 a gallon, but it's better than $3.95 a gallon, if you know what I'm saying.
It is going down, but back in 2019, I think it was only $1.90 or $1.60. I mean, it is going down, but it's very gradual. It's going to be dependent on when you want to start this. Is it before? Are we talking 2019 December, or are we talking
four
months into the pandemic?
I think the question, really, the underlying question I'm trying to ask, John, if we look at the time someone's been the president, right? So Donald Trump was the president from 16 to 20. Was my life better off with or without Trump? To my perception, it was far more chaotic, and that led to Crudy making some bad financial decisions investing in radio. But
you got caught up in the moment.
I had more money in my I was making more. I had more money in my pocket. I wasn't taxed as much during that time frame between 16 and 19. I mean, I was making a little bit more money than what I am now, so I was saving more.
So from your point of view,
how you want to look at it.
From your point of view, though, is it influenced by the presidency? I mean, if Donald Trump frames that question, or a third-party candidate, let's call him Robert Kennedy Jr., let's say this vibrant relative to Biden or Trump, this younger, 60-year-old vibrant guy says, are you better off than you were 4 years ago or even 4 years before that? That saying that's been used in politics and is being used right now, when you look at the 14% of polled people that say Joe Biden made me better off. I technically am amongst the 14. I think Joe made me better off, sort of. Some of that's because I calm some of my own decision-making down, John, but you see the point.
Yeah. Again, it's going to be skewed on how you want to look at it.
It's subjective, John, right? Unless you specify an exact criteria, it's going to be a subjective answer. It's going to be about your feelings, John. And if that's what it comes down to, how would you answer it right now?
I would say no.
The Crudy brand is much better off than it was 4 years ago.
The negatives outweigh the more positive things.
And do you put that on the current administration, on Joe Biden? Is it because of him and his policies?
Well, I think Bidenomics ain't working. That's for sure.
John, let me ask you a different,
you want to call it,
related question. Next year will be an election year. If Jordan Love's got the Packers on a roll and heading towards the playoffs,
that's not happening. Packers are dumpster fire.
You take it back, John. I named my boat after this young quarterback. Let's assume.
No, I think.
Let's assume he gets better in the offseason, puts on some strength or something, finds a little accuracy. If the Packers are playing good, Don't you think here in the state of Wisconsin that affects the whole economy, even people's perception of, like, is life better? When the Packers are winning, people perceive that life is better. I truly believe that, no. John. Come on.
Not at all.
You must be a Vikings fan.
No, well, I tell everybody I have 17 favorite NFL teams, whoever's playing the Packers.
Oh.
Oh, John.
Got to let you go, John. You and Dom shared affinity for the Lions on Thursday.
Oh, man, they came back. It was a glorious game. They didn't cover, but they won.
I'm talking about the next one because they're the Packers' next opponent. As John said, he likes whoever's playing against the Packers.
844-967-2789. We have time here. Let's squeeze Lynn from Minneapolis.
Oh, I'm sorry about the Viking trash talking. Skull, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah, hello. You know, I think part of the problem is the strange framing that shows up on social media. So my elder daughter is in her 40s. She's gay. She does not believe me that gay people used to be arrested or beat by police or anything. Hmm. And if I point out that, well, and she says that, oh, they're all the same, right? All the presidents are the same. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Hmm. When I point out that, well, okay, Obama and Biden allowed gay people to get married, she's like, well, I don't want to get married anyway. So I don't really understand what's going on there. But, I mean, that's just an example. And just as somebody who makes lower six figures, you know, I certainly did not take home more money during Trump's reign. So I think all these Johns of the world are just imagining that they somehow had lots more cash when Trump was in office. Kind of a, you know, wishful thinking or whatever. Like
wishful thinking. I wish I had cash in my pocket. More callers as well. 844-96-PARTY.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's 2024 in the eastern U.S., January 1st, beginning a half hour ago. ABC's Mike Dubusky.
The streets in and around Times Square packed with people, police barricades walling off much of the surrounding area to cars, police helicopters can be heard buzzing overhead, and every now and again, cheers erupt as locals and people from around the world ring in 2024 in New York City.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Iran-backed Yemeni rebels who've been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea got a taste of what going up against the U.S. Navy is like. After the destroyer USS Gravely shot down two anti-ship missiles, helicopters from the aircraft carrier USS Eisenhower sank three boats that fired on them. Yemeni rebels acknowledging 10 of their people killed. Israel Defense Forces say they expect the war with Hamas and Gaza to continue for all of 2024. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a few flurries, a low near 21, partly sunny New Year's Day, highs in the low 30s. Clearing out Monday night, a low of 25, partly sunny, back to the mid-30s on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, breezy, 31. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 29. Right now, it's 28.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Advocates radio show, the Monday happier happy hour. Should we hug it out this segment? People are concerned. Like, we,
what, really?
Come some on. Are they don't know how we do it, that we can,
oh, see. Yeah.
You know, it's never personal, it's only politics up around here. You can, oh, be a part. 844,
you gotta have room to discuss. 844-967-2789. You gotta have room to breathe and discuss and challenge, you know, stupid things.
From the text line, it's a bad analogy. Oh, this one must be for you, Dom. It's a bad analogy, as we cannot run two separate versions, so we'll never know. I guess we'll never know, Dom. I hate when that's the answer. Here's another one. My entire family is doing better in all aspects than we were 4 years ago. All aspects. That's a texter from the 920. Got one from WRJN land. My mind is better since Joe Biden took office. There are a few spellings in there. I think I took that sentence where they intended it to go, Dom. And here's one. This one's definitely for you. It's addressed to you. Dominic, we're not in an economic depression because of Biden. One more. This one's.
Why are you telling me that?
They directed it to you.
I mean, you're the one, Crudy, I'm a little concerned about here.
Brian in Broadhead said, Texan. Definitely better off without a tariff war on steel and aluminum, along with all manner of imported goods. Remember when the cost of appliances jumped a few hundred dollars overnight for no reason other than some idiot's tariff war? The aforementioned idiot would have been Trump, right? Trump had the tariff war.
Also, right, with the trade wars, was also the farmers, right? Didn't he subsidize to, what, $20 billion?
Oh, it was north of that.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying?
And
that was just a pure giveaway. That was just socialism. Right.
It wasn't even a bailout of the auto industry, which got mostly paid back. No, that was just gone. Just given away.
So the farmers were better off under Trump, you're saying? Because they were bought out?
If you were getting some of that extra unemployment money, because it was a real, real, real tough time back then, a lot of folks were cashing those checks. Hell, you got even Robin Voss and all the Republicans and
the PPP money.
We're getting the PPP money. I mean, that was good free money. Everyone's down for the socialism then. And hell, it's going to start snowing soon in the Midwest, so we'll be all down for the socialist plows when they get the snow off the streets as well.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc, fighting out of the blue quarter. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, great. Great. On the economy and Biden, the next caller that thinks Biden has ruined the economy or just hurt it, I'd like to know what the specific reason was, not just a generalization, but point to one thing he did to take the economy. One thing they don't, nobody talks about, Rupert Murdoch took over Wall Street Journal. And if you want to have a recession and you have a guy that owns the Wall Street Journal like Rupert Murdoch, look at some of the articles there. They wanted a recession in the worst way. They had to work at calling it a recession. And yet when you have a record people employed, that doesn't even make sense. And as far as the economy, if you were involved in the tech stocks, NVIDIA and Microsoft, you're just dancing on, I mean, it was just phenomenal. Just take a peek at what those stocks have done just this year alone, let alone last year. And so this bad economy, yeah, we can talk about it, but nobody points the finger at one exact item that Biden did that tanked the economy.
Bill,
but we can sure talk about
Biden let the crypto economy collapse.
Unregulated. You can still buy Bitcoin, man. It's not like it's not there.
What about Dogecoin? Can I still get the, Elon Musk stuff?
Yes, Ethereum. It's all still there. You can, if you're so inclined, you can still buy all of it.
Bill, I predicted the fall of crypto. I'm never an early innovator on the alternative currencies.
Well, you know, on some of that way back when, that was a viable investment, but it kind of ran its course, I think, don't you? It just ran its course.
I can't wait till my GameStop investment pays off, Bill.
But I tell you, if it's not working well, look at NVIDIA, look at Microsoft, and you're going to be smiling in 6 months. I promise you. They're in the race to the top for AI.
Or the bottom, depending on your point of view.
Right. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. It depends on who you're talking to, though. You know, I mean, a lot of young folks don't have the resources to be able to jump in and buy Microsoft stock or Apple or whatever, you know, to get involved.
Can't
and
be
play
a Ken Cheese,
those,
bro.
I mean, maybe if you're able to hit some crypto and you buy on the bottom and you sell on the top and you can roll it into some other, you know, more traditional kind of stocks, like maybe pay some dividends. I don't know that there's a lot of young folks that are in that position, especially with the rent too damn high and minimum wage being what it is, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know that that's the you know, like my investment portfolio isn't doing too well is a big rallying cry for those that are 18 now. And you ask them that question, were you better off 4 years ago when you were 14 and living in your mom and dad's basement? I don't know how they would answer that question.
What about the kids that saw the real estate collapse and their families were affected by it? Talking about 09, 08. I mean, that's a lot of these kids that are aging into adulthood now, voting age. They certainly know that there was a tremor in the real estate economy. I mean, before that, Dom, the common wisdom is real estate's never going to go down. Real estate never goes down. Because historically it never did till it did. Till it crashed.
If you can ride it out, maybe take advantage and buy some on the low. I mean, where's real estate now? I mean, depends on what real estate you're talking about.
It's
office, the commercial office, not so great.
Yeah, I don't think the 18-year-olds are looking at investing in some downtown commercial real estate.
That's what I'm saying, though. So what are you saying to the 18 and 19-year-old kids right now? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to ask them an objective question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, again, 4 years ago, they're you know, eighth grader or freshman or whatever, sophomore in high school. How do they answer that question?
I can tell
maybe
you how
it's good, maybe it's bad.
My 17-year-old doesn't see the same value of college that some that strive for, let's say, Stanford or one of the higher institutions. You know,
UW-LaCrosse. Yeah, gotcha.
No, he does. He might go to UW-LaCrosse because
I thought he said he doesn't find value in what?
As a value proposition relative to even the University of Wisconsin-Madison, it's cheaper. It's less expensive. And it's become a substantially better school than we graduated from.
My favorite school is the one that let me in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the other point, Dom. And he has been admitted a couple places, hasn't heard back from La Crosse yet, you know. Hope the legacy doesn't hurt him.
Yes.
But the other thing, and this is a little surprise to me, but this kid's pretty financially shrewd. He has made small investments in the stock market and probably crypto. He's trying to talk me into crypto a long time ago. I said, I'm going to sit this round out. But wants to buy a house. Would like to buy a house. 17-year-old kid. Would like to buy a house. Dad, can you help me buy a house? I don't know. Can you help me buy one? You know, yes, I will do whatever I can if it's within my means. But part of why he likes going to a smaller college, because you can still buy a house for like 170 on the north side of La Crosse. You can still find affordable housing in certain parts of the state. Not around here, not around Madison. I mean, I don't know what the kids are doing. They move farther out. And the first time we saw the crash, you know what precipitated the crash, to my opinion? People moved here in Dane County. It's up 151. They moved up to Columbus, and then it was the next community. And they moved farther and farther from work because they had to, because that's where they found the affordable real estate. One county up, two counties up. All of a sudden, you got a 45-minute commute each way to work, and then the gas prices soared way back in 2007, if you recall. That predated the crash of the real estate. Gas prices going up. Now, we didn't see that, although the Fed's been working really hard against the U.S. consumer. Like, the U.S. consumer is the problem. I don't think so, but when they ratchet up the interest rates, and it's nearly 8%, not as high as it's ever been, but, you know, like one of the highest times in Dom's lifetime, I would say that makes it very hard. That reduces affordability. And I got to tell you, Dom, it's a hell of a lot harder to buy a house for $500,000 at 8% than $50,000 at 18%. I'm just telling you, the numbers are substantially bigger relative to the cost and relative to the income people made.
844-967-2789. LA Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tom. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
You better off, Tom?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. Yeah, I'm better off. Packers won yesterday, so that makes me feel a lot better off. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. You know what I think? I think this whole country, since shows like American Idol and crap like that, that it's become cool to like think negative or to talk negative or to be a critic. If there's something in this culture that everyone is a critic. Am I better off? Yes, my sanity is better off. I'm not worried every 2 seconds that the world's going to blow up by a madman. I look at, again, you have Barack Obama, who had to basically bail out or clear out George War Criminal Bush's horrible administration. And then you had Donald Trump, who did things a little bit slower, but all of the policies are still somewhat intact, because he went and packed the courts and he did all these different things that, yeah, we're not right where we, you know, probably were with Obama at this point. But I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is very stable at the wheel. He is wise. He has years of knowledge. He knows more. He has probably forgotten more than some young guy probably even knows. So I am someone who, and you know, I was never 100% for Joe Biden. I have always been a Bernie person. And I'll tell you what, I am so happy Joe Biden is our president. I will vote for him again. But just listen to this. I get this text message yesterday. It says, "Be honest. Do you support President Biden running for a second term?" I'm supposed to be saying the opposite. I put, hell yes, I'm happy he's running for a second term, and I think he's a great president.
Well, I don't think that.
FDR? No.
I don't think that was coming from the Democratic National Convention, Tom. Who was that from? The Trump team, or Ramaswamy, or whose email list you on, fella?
From Defend the Boat, whoever that is.
Well, it's a black money Republican outfit, probably.
Well, exactly. And you have to remember, money in politics is a driver of everything. Everything you see on TV is negative, negative, negative against Joe Biden.
Well, let me ask you this, Tom.
Anything positive about him?
Let's ask. You live in LA. We call you LA Tom. What are the housing prices like in your community? Because Kelsey pays a hell of a lot of rent. My daughter, as you know, lives in that town, pays a lot of rent. She's found a nicer place, feels secure there. But the housing prices are pretty damn high in LA, Tom. Can you and Mark even afford a place? I don't know. Do you guys own or do you rent? And do you have aspirations to own?
I bought my house. That was one of the things my dad taught me years ago. Best thing you can do is buy a house. So I bought a house in Seattle when I lived there. I bought two houses here in LA. But I set myself up so I would have that. So right now I paid, and this would be a house about $200,000 probably back in Wisconsin. But I bought a house for $670,000, and right now it's worth $1.3 million. So that kind of gives you an idea of our housing issues here in California.
Buddy, I wouldn't be able to afford to come visit you in L.A.
Stay on the coast,
$1.3 million. That's a lot.
$200,000 Wisconsin house.
Yeah. Come back with
location,
us.
Location, location.
Somewhere away from the Salvias. 844-967-2789. Your calls always welcome here.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Stick around, the Maggie Dawn show coming up next, but you can join us right now at 844-967-2789.
You know, my life was pretty good. Then I lost my license. And now I can't drive, Dom.
Life's been good to me so far, man.
I want to thank Don Rosen for inviting me on the WRJN airwaves earlier today. Thank you, Don. Had me up early this morning, Dom. I was up before the crack of 7, which feels early to me. There's a reason we do an afternoon show and not an early morning show. Now, Don was on the air by 6, but he said, people ask, and I say, I'll take the later shift. Whatever the later is, I'll take that one. The later flight, the later checkout, the later shift. But thank you, Don Rosen, the Don Rosen show. He's a radio dog like us, Dom. One more thought to kind of stir the pot a little bit here. 40% of Americans are afraid to walk alone at night, most in decades, poll finds. This poll dropped on the 20th. Concerns about certain crimes are at their highest levels in decades, causing Americans to isolate themselves from their communities, according to new polling. The spike in fear comes as violent crime has decreased nationwide. So, you know, what's really happening and what's perception becomes reality, right? But violent crime has decreased nationwide while property crime has ticked up. Property crime has ticked up, according to the FBI. A recent Gallup poll found that 28% of Americans worry frequently or occasionally that they'll be murdered. I never worry about that, Tom. Like, that is, of all, if I went drunk hunting with you, like, I'd worry about Dick Cheney. But no, we don't hunt or get drunk and use firearms. So
no,
I don't think, you know, death by accident. Yeah, it could end up dead.
Death by misadventure. Maybe. Murder. Okay. I mean, is it the culture? Is it the atmosphere? Is it, you know what it is?
Fox News?
It's the rock and roll. It's the rock and roll and Elvis with his dirty hips.
Dominic, meanwhile, half of U.S. adults say they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. Now, I would say if you drive a Kia, that might be a legitimate concern. No offense to the Kia drivers, but the Kia manufacturing company has not necessarily done their part to make those, you know, a tough steal, let's just say. A little bit more. Half of U.S. adults said they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. 37% worry they'll be mugged. I haven't had that concern.
I mean, what does that mean, though? I mean, is it like
give me all your money.
Oh my God. My car. No, I'm parking my car. It could be stolen. I mean, my car could be stolen anytime. So, I mean, is it, you know, like literally if 37%, like go walk around every single day thinking every day, this is the day my car is stolen. I don't quite get the,
that's actually the mugging part.
Oh, the mugging. Okay.
32% are concerned about getting attacked while driving. Now, if I drove see that.
Let me just say, you know, the hammer lane's the hammer lane. Speed up or get out of the way. There's really very few rules to the road.
Okay, fair enough. Meanwhile, the vast majority of Americans, 72%, worry they'll fall victim to identity theft.
Well, yeah, that's probably more likely.
You're okay, Dom. Your credit's not worth stealing.
Probably more likely than being murdered.
844-967-2789. Here's a new name, Casey from South Dakota. How you doing, Casey?
Hi, Casey.
How are you guys tonight?
Good. Thank you.
You doing better than you were 4 years ago, Casey? Sorry to interrupt, but I was asking a question before you do.
I'm probably about the same. I own my own business, but are we really that much different under Trump, under Biden, or is it just the news media telling it is? I mean, we probably had a little cheaper gas. Trump printed billions of or trillions of dollars, as did Biden, and causing inflation. So they're both to blame as far as I'm concerned. And your previous caller talked about how much he's made on his house. Eventually, some generation has to consider what are we going to leave with our children? It's getting more difficult and more difficult to be able to afford these homes. Like, I have 20-some-year-old children. I can't foresee them being able to afford $1.2 million homes for quite a while, if ever.
Casey, hopefully they don't.
Certainly, but that's also a very specific market and a very specific example. Casey, let me ask you, when you were in your 20s, were you ready to buy a house? I was not when I was in my 20s. Not even close.
I bought a house for $40,000, and I sold it for $120,000 in my 20s.
All right.
I took advantage of it, but is that sustainable long term over the course of 50 years? Are we just playing with each other's money? You know, like that's essentially what's going on. And talking about crypto, Bitcoin is up 110%. It's the top. It's the best investment you could make this year.
So did you roll some of that Bitcoin real estate here. Money into crypto, Casey? Do I need to borrow money from you?
I've been buying Bitcoin is the only investment that they cannot take from you. So you can move to El Salvador, you can move to Russia. They cannot take your Bitcoin from you. That's the only asset they cannot take from you.
Casey, I can't even remember my password on my bank account. Man, that'd be losing my bank account password for crypto.
All right, so Casey, great points, man. But let me ask you, given the question, if you were asked the question, you're better off today than you were 4 years ago. How do you respond?
I'd say I'm the same. I mean, probably a little worse off as far as daily expenses, but you know, you figure it out. So
right,
COVID put a big damper on a lot of the world. So
yeah.
Last question, man. Casey, how'd you hear the Devil's Advocates out there in South Dakota?
Actually, we're driving and it just happened to come on. So, and you guys have a great radio show. I enjoy it. I just told my wife that too.
Casey, get the Civic Media app. Civicmedia.us. You can take the greatest radio show ever anywhere in the world.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. Thank you all for listening. We got Maggie Dawn coming up next. She's a party girl. I enjoyed partying with Maggie this weekend as well. We'll party again tomorrow on the radio. Tomorrow, we got oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We got CJ doing an extended interview. I'll play that out later. It won't interrupt the show, though.
Okay, good.
And Scott Ross live in studio. Yeah. It's Scott Ross Eve. It's going to be a big Tuesday edition. Stick around. Again, Maggie Dawn and then the Paul Revere Show. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of lacrosse. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.